Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
We've talked about the horrible struggles of Caleb Williams and the Bears offense in the season opener. Will they get it together in Houston? How many TDs will they produce? Will the Bears beat Houston? And can you please share a projected score?
I really think this is one of the tougher games on the Bears' schedule, as we have talked about all week long. You go into a hostile environment. You're playing a team that is one of the best in the AFC, a trendy Super Bowl pick by many analysts. And C.J. Stroud's one of the best young quarterbacks in football. He's got weapons in Stephon Diggs and Joe Mixon, an offensive line that protects him, a defense that has edge rushers that are going to make you, run for your life if you're Caleb Williams. Will Anderson Jr. is a thing. Danielle Hunter, very a feared and proven pass rusher. They have a secondary, though, that's susceptible to the big play. A couple rookies back there that you can pick on. You can exploit if you do it well and intelligently. Very conceivable for me to envision the Bears playing better offensively. Moving the chains, Caleb Williams having a few moments. I don't know if they can run the ball. They need to prove that. I hope they try. I hope they do this. Try to establish the run, use the play action pass to think big and go deep. That's the recipe for beating the Houston Texans. That's the recipe for keeping this game close and holding our interest in prime time and getting Chris Collinsworth to say nice things about the quarterback who's not Tyson Bagent. Is he going to be okay with Tyson Bagent as a backup? What did Caleb Williams learn from Tyson Bagent? This is going to be a team that's difficult for the Bears to beat. They will keep it closer. The offense will be improved. Texans 24, Bears 21.
The Bears offense will produce one touchdown. The Texans offense will produce two touchdowns. But I have the Bears winning this game 19-17. Mr. Santos, four field goals.
Mr. Santos, I like it.
That's a good pick, Dustin, because everyone's going the other way. And you got to love that. I'm going to go with Houston at home. I think it's, 24-21. I like that because of the spread being as. I'll go 26-22.
How did they get to 26? Tell me that.
I'm just curious. I do not have to tell you that.
I always wonder how you arrive at like 26 is a very odd total.
The Bears used to. There was one number that they had never scored in a game, and I used to pick it every week.
26 would be okay. Maybe you missed a 2-point conversion. Maybe you get a field goal or an extra point blocked.
Four field goals, two touchdowns.
Okay. Mr. Santos is going to be busy. Might be busy. I don't have Mr. Santos kicking a field goal.
Well, I am losing, though. I am losing 26-24.
Oh, okay. So.
What did they say? 26. Yeah.
22. Yeah. So how do you get to 22?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
26-22. All right.
I think it's about a 4-point game, and I think it's roughly in that area. I get it. I'm supposed to go 21-24.
No, you never know how you get these crazy totals.
There. We have to get there. Exactly.
19-17 is
like going,
it's a gutsy
like
pick.
Even.
Dustin, you're the first person I have
you
heard.
You are first person I've
in
heard.
This market to go Bears.
Yep.
And now, granted, I haven't done a lot of like snooping around, but the Sun-Times went straight Texans. I think the Tripsters went straight Texans.
Well, when that happens, typically what happens, right?
Yeah,
there's a lot of bright lights and big buildings built in Las Vegas.
Not last week. Last week, everyone went Bears.
Almost went.
It was
no,
Bears.
Almost.
Almost. It's not almost.
For a while,
you don't get payout for almost.
That's true.
If I may, though, the Bears, and I'm happy the Bears won a game. I've got them winning more games than you guys have them winning. But they won a game that like almost never has happened in the history of the NFL. The style in which they won that game, it was a remarkable win. Like there was some crazy stat that they had like a 3% chance to come back and to do it the way they did it is unheard of.
With fewer than 150 total yards. So you're coming out of that thinking, well, they can do anything. And some people come out of it thinking their offense can do nothing. So it just depends on your perspective.
I'm supporting the defense, right?
People keep come out of it thinking if something strange can happen one week, we can go all evens the next week.
It could happen. And it will be It will be a close game. Let's hope it's a close game.
26.
Last night was not an entertaining game because it had all the makings of one. You had the Dolphins. You had the two best teams in AFC East, with apologies to the J-E-T-S Jets. And you had a blowout.
Is New England not unbeaten?
Yeah, they're not. That's a fluke.
Oh.
That's a fluke. They capitalize on the Bengals being dysfunctional and having a bad training camp.
Well, they didn't beat nobody.
Right, but I don't think they're it's a reach good to say that those are the two. Yeah, they're not suddenly good. Those are the two best teams in the AFC East last night. And now that Tua is out indefinitely, I don't think that you can say that maybe about the Dolphins any longer.
I think the Jets' defense had a terrible game. But I don't know that people don't still believe in the Jets in New York.
Well, they can believe in the Jets all they want. I just think that going into last night, those were the two best teams in the AFC East. That's not exactly on a limb.
That's you on a limb. Are they
I don't
now?
Think it's a limb.
Did they come out as the two
no,
best
because teams? You lost your quarterback. You lose your starting quarterback, and you're probably not.
So maybe Aaron Rodgers gets in. That's what you're saying.
I'm not saying that at all. No. You can put words in my mouth or try, but
you're
just
cheering for him now.
No. I'm not.
David cheering for Rodgers.
I think that when you look at what the Dolphins are up against and what you see in Green Bay and what you have, it just underscores how important it is to have quality depth at the quarterback position.
I got to tell you, I went into that game last night and I was ho-hum. It just didn't do much for me. And I feel kind of justified about that state of mind. Because for whatever reason, the Dolphins haven't played the Bills well in forever. It's just been a long time. And the fact that they lost their quarterback on top of losing that game, I mean, it's...
Yeah,
I
didn't get that take.
You didn't like that take at all.
No, I didn't.
I know. You told me. I said, that game doesn't do much for me. And you were like, how could that not?
How can it not?
Those are the best teams.
These are two of the best teams in the AFC.
Yeah, not anymore.
Well, they were going in.
Maybe.
They were.
I feel.
The Dolphins are the most. I'm one of the most electric offensive teams in the AFC.
The Dolphins are one of these teams that pop up numbers early and then fade. That's the truth.
Right.
So I'm not sold on them to begin with. And then now without Tua, I'm not sold on them at all.
Well, without Tua, it's a totally different scenario for their season.
I know.
Unless they pivot and get Tom Brady out of the booth.
Yeah. And if that happens, I think everyone would be pleased. Including Tom. Do you think his booth performance will drive him back to the game?
He could, especially now. There's an opening.
It's so mean.
Listen, he's 47 years old. He could probably still play quarterback better than he can analyze the game.
They already gave up a draft pick for him.
I know.
May as well sign him. All right. Great stuff.